Hello, I'd like to welcome to the program Isaiah Kipugon-Torobit, who is the Senior Policy and Advocacy Officer for ACT Alliance in Geneva, Switzerland. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Now, ACT Alliance's General Secretary, John Nduna, is in Juba today for an ecumenical visit to South Sudan with a number of other church leaders. Can you tell us what this trip is all about?
This trip is about sending a strong message to the government of South Sudan, together with the opposition, that have been conflicting for a few months now. There has been an escalation of violence. There has been reports of killing in the Unity State area and many other parts of the country. And so this delegation is going with two aims. One of them is to show solidarity to the people of Sudan, to the churches in Sudan, to women groups and youth groups. And then the second one is to pass on a really strong message to the warring factions to stop the war, to stop the killing, and to find a way of progressing the peace negotiations that are going on in Ethiopia.
Navi Pillay from the UN said that there is this great fear that there's going to be a number of revenge killings. Is that something that they are going to address while they're there?
This is a fear that we as ACT Alliance has. We've got a fear that the conflict has turned into an ethnic dimension that wasn't anticipated when this all started. And so we are very concerned that there is no meaningful agreement as to how the killings can be stopped. We are very concerned that the SPLA in opposition is armed and is fighting back not only to the government but also fighting back towards communities that are unarmed. And so we're worried of the possibility of revenge killing, but we are also worried of escalation of the ongoing armed conflict targeted at unarmed civilians.
The different organizations of churches throughout South Sudan have done a lot of work in dealing with the ethnic dimensions, especially right after South Sudan was formed. Is the group going to lend its support to new initiatives that are going to be put forward? How are they going to address that?
I mean, the churches in South Sudan and the churches globally played a very big role in the comprehensive peace agreement that led to the birth of this new nation. And in many ways, the churches, while they in South Sudan, while they are trying their best to provide humanitarian support and psychosocial support and peace dialogues, they are also suffering because they are in the country that is warring. And so part of the responsibility of this delegation is to meet the church leaders. There is already a meeting that has been convened by the South Sudan Council of Churches, which will bring together key religious leaders to discuss about the long-term reconciliation process. While we are pushing strongly for an immediate cessation of violence, we also recognize that the healing of the nation and the reconciliation of communities will take a very long time. And so that is part of the mission. It's a solidarity mission. It's a mission to try and build capacity, a mission to try and strategize for both short-term and long-term peace and reconciliation in this country.
And ACT Alliance not only does that, but also you are going with a humanitarian message and also some humanitarian aid.
Yes, ACT Alliance is actually a humanitarian alliance of more than 150 church and church-related organizations. And so since the beginning of this conflict, we have been implementing a humanitarian response. And so we have been providing food and non-food materials to the communities that have been affected. But we have noted that the local organizations and the international organizations that are supporting communities in South Sudan have cried out that there is inadequate amount of humanitarian aid. And so part of the message here as well is towards the international community to increase the amount of aid that goes to Sudan. And so we will be supporting our humanitarian work there with the ACT Forum and the members that are based and that are working in South Sudan.
And there's also the additional problem because the heavy rains are coming or any minute.
That is a big problem because it is going to restrict the humanitarian access. There are places in the country that will be much more difficult to navigate. And so many communities, we are afraid, will suffer even more because aid will not reach them as a result of the rainy season that's coming up.
Isaiah Kipugon-Torobit, the Senior Policy and Advocacy Officer for ACT Alliance in Geneva, Switzerland, thank you so much for joining us today.